From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Be not afraid. As we continue this week of preparation, we get much needed reassurance from the Lord in Isaiah chapter 41. I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you. This quote from Isaiah brings to mind the very popular hymn, Be Not Afraid, which is composed by Jesuit Bob Duford. This song contains powerful lyrics which can help us on our journey of preparation. You shall cross the barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You will see the face of God and live. In prayer, let us hear Jesus calling out to us in the words of the refrain to this hymn. Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you rest. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
With yours.
Welcome to the celebration of this daily televised Mass. My name is Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first is Bernadine Taylor from Pickering, Ontario, in memory of Gerald Taylor, James Taylor, Barbara Keefe, and Matthew Willicken. The second are Elaine and Alan Jane from Ottawa, Ontario, for Alana and Christina Jane, for spiritual strength and every blessing, especially in their school programs, good health, and blessed personal lives. The third are members of the Catholic Women's League of St. Joseph the Worker Parish in Oshawa, Ontario, for the 35th anniversary of St. Joseph the Worker Parish Catholic Women's League, for all living and deceased Catholic Women League members, and in thanksgiving for the daily televised Mass, especially during this time of lockdown. Our thanks go out to the benefactors or the sponsors of this Mass. And now to celebrate this Eucharist, we call to mind that God is willing to forgive us, as we hear from Isaiah in our first reading today. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the paths of your only begotten Son, that through his coming we may be found worthy to serve you with minds that are pure, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, do not fear, I will help you. Do not fear, you worm Jacob, you insect Israel. I will help you, says the Lord. Your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Now I will make of you a threshing sledge, sharp, new, and having teeth. You shall thresh the mountains and crush them, and you shall make the hills like chaff. You shall winnow them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the tempest shall scatter them. Then you shall rejoice in the Lord, in the Holy One of Israel you shall glory. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress, the plane, and the pine together, so that all may see and know, all may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this. The Holy One of Israel has created it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made. The Lord is kind and merciful. All your work shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power. The Lord is kind and to make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is kind and merciful. Alleluia. Rain down the just one, and the earth bring forth a Savior. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you.
When Jesus had finished instructing the 12 disciples, he went on to teach and proclaim his message in the surrounding cities and towns. Speaking to the crowds about John the Baptist, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John came. And if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. Let anyone with ears listen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The story of Israel is basically a story of fear, and rightly so. They were a small group of people. It is not like the modern-day Israel with top-right elite fighter pilots and nuclear weapons. They were just a small tribe. They were at the mercy of Assyria to the right and Egypt to the left. And so they were always in a fear and trembling. And therefore the Lord had to send the prophets to tell them, be not afraid, again and again and again. The second story of Israel, or the second tenet about the story of Israel, is one of exile. They were constantly being battered from one state or the other, one country or the other. But now Isaiah comes and tells them, the Lord is going to be on your side. Not a pipe dream, it's a reality. But as we read it, it sounds very strange. God says, you worm Jacob, you insect Israel. Imagine for a moment there's a graduation ceremony at the end of the school, and the principal comes and says, you insufferable idiots, you congenital fools, I congratulate you. And you'll say, what do you mean? We're graduating and you're calling us fools and idiots. But the point is, Israel would call those names for itself. Israel constantly put itself down because it broke the covenant with the Lord. The Lord constantly said, you are my people and I'm your God. And Israel said yes, and then it went ahead and broke the covenant. And as a result, it was constantly being battered from one side to the other. Now, if 2 days ago, we celebrated the feast of the Immaculate Conception. And the readings of that feast day of Our Lady preempted the readings. If we had actually read that readings of the day, it would have been from Isaiah, the beginning of chapter 40. Every valley will be filled up and every mountain will be laid low. Words that were made famous by Handel in the Messiah. And during this Advent days, we would be singing in choral groups all over the place, the Messiah. And people would be enjoying it and getting into the spirit. But you know what has happened now? We won't be able to gather together. Somebody told me, if you ever say the word pandemic again, I will scream. And my answer is, me too. I too would scream. Well, what are we going to speak about? Winnie the Pooh or Harry Potter or the Tales of Narnia? Very good, but finally we have to come down to reality. It would be like a priest constantly speaking about sin, forgiveness, and the love of God. That is the reality. And when we face it, we can face it with joy, we can face it with hope, we can face it with love, because the Lord is on our side. And here you hear, similar to every valley will be filled, every mountain will be laid low, God says, I will crush the mountains and make them into dust and allow the winds to take it and blow it all over the place. I will be there for the poor and the needy. What a relief to hear those words. You and I know that, you know, if a bank goes belly up or a company goes bankrupt or a diocese says we cannot pay anything more, what happens? The CEOs, the officers all get their severance pay and big bonuses, and the ordinary poor and needy get absolutely nothing. So it is good to hear that God says, I am going to take care of the poor and needy first. In their land, what will they see? they will see plenty of water, water that will make this arid land dry, this dry land and arid land blossom again. You know, people migrate from one place to another, and the first thing they want is water to drink. It is the main source of survival. And God says, that is what I will give the poor and the needy. That is what I will give to the people that are dear to me. And suddenly things will blossom again. Israel, which is a desert, will become a fertile land. And you will see the signs of the fertile land. And the land is full of images and pictures that you and I can imagine. There will be the myrtle, there will be the cypress, there will be all sorts of trees that bring joy to our hearts. It is this same kingdom of God that Jesus speaks about in the gospel today. He says the kingdom of God is going to come, but before that, there will be John the Baptist. And John the Baptist will proclaim to you and to me that the Messiah is going to come, the Savior is going to come, somebody who will lead you out of darkness into the light. But the point is, the choice is ours. There will be some people who will accept this, and other people will reject it totally. For those who accepted, John the Baptist will be the Elijah who came to proclaim the good news. And the choice is ours today. Will we live with that hope and joy? God bless you all. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, remember all those who are listed in our daily televised Mass book, Mass Prayer Intention book, asking for prayers. During this Advent season, we ask our Blessed Mother to intercede with her Son on behalf of those searching for hope, joy, and love as we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for the bishops and other leaders of the Church, for the leaders in our provincial and federal government who take care of the poor and the needy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Have mercy on the needy, O Lord, and provide food for the hungry, and bless those who are struggling to pay their rent. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bless those with anxiety and stress because of our pandemic. Give rest to the souls of our relatives and friends who have died. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, help us to prepare to celebrate the mystery, celebrate this Christmas by contemplating Mary and Joseph. Mary, a woman of grace, and Joseph, a faithful man. They chose to be filled with joy, hope, and love, rather than to listen to the voices of hope and human pride. With them, let us walk to Bethlehem in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Through the mystery of this wine and water, may we share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here gain for us the prize of eternal redemption. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design he formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all at last is made manifest, we who watch for the day may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with the angels and archangels and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as with one voice we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostle, with the prophet Isaiah, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant a peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And wherever you are, share a sign of peace and love with those around you.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us all to everlasting life.
With those of you at home, join with me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us. For even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has been celebrated. Go now in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
O come, divine Messiah, the world is...
If you're interested in making monthly donations using the pre-authorized checking method, please call our office at 1-888-383-6277 for details.
Sweet.